Davo, you made the tough trip away to St Ives today. And obviously, speaking to you last time, we know you had a slightly depleted squad. Just talk me through your team selection process today.
Yeah, we had we were struggling with numbers today. We had obviously no Chalky for suspension. Unfortunately, that's nearing its completion now. One more game for him. Hawley still out. Rob Carr was unavailable because of work, as was Rossi, available because of work. And there's four of our best players, if I'm being completely honest. Sam Whiting also was unavailable because of a dead leg from Wednesday. So struggling with numbers, but we've signed some good players and a bigger squad. So we managed to bring a decent team up with us to so-called favourites, or one of the favourites in the league.
And you say Wednesday there. Obviously, I'll go back to Wednesday because, as I'm sure most people know, you're 4-0 down at half-time and the lights go out. You're coming away from home to, as you say, one of the title favourites. You've got to be a little bit nervous about how the game's going to pan out, haven't you?
Yeah, I was, to be honest. But, you look at it, at the end of the day, we've played one game, drew one game. Wednesday was just a glorified training session in the end, and a real harsh lesson for the lads to have learnt with no actual consequence. So, yeah, I was a bit nervous about it, but I know the character of the lads. Wednesday was a blip. I was sure we were going to put a performance in today, albeit with a depleted squad.
And then talk me through the game then, because the first half you look completely in control of the game, and then you get a bit of a sucker punch right at the end.
Yeah, I mean, they are a decent side. I don't think they were any better than us throughout the game, to be fair. We played some good stuff. We knocked the ball around well on a pitch which was poor, if I'm being fair to it. It wasn't very good. It doesn't suit them, I'm sure, either, but it certainly doesn't suit us. We're not a physical side and look to smash it long, but we had to play a bit long today. And it was a tricky game for us, but we played well in that first half. We had a really, really good chance from Simba, ran through with a lob which went just over the bar. We didn't create massive amounts of stuff after that, but nor did they. We defended really, really well as a team, which was the most pleasing thing after the debacle of Wednesday. And right on the stroke of half time, two errors really. We should have dealt with a cross in, wasn't dealt with. We should have cleared it better. Then the lads picked it up from 30 yards. We didn't close it down, but full credit to the lad. He's absolutely smashed it in the top corner. It was an unstoppable strike, a really, really good strike from a player who's a good player. If I'm being fair to him, he's a good player. And we didn't get tight enough to him, and that's killed us right on the stroke of half-time after what was a very decent performance.
And you know, you come out the second half, and I'll give you credit. You come out for the first 20 minutes of the second half. I felt that you were on top of the game. And then just talk me through the last part of the game, really, because you never really looked as though you were going to score or create a chance, maybe.
No. Simba had a goal disallowed, didn't he? Good ball in, great header, finish. You wonder how a player can be offside from a cross. I'm not saying it wasn't offside, but shouldn't have been offside. Great ball in from Craig Stanley and a great finish, but that was a key moment in the game. If that goes in and is allowed, 1-1, I said to the lads at half time, this game isn't just there for a point, it's there for three, because we were more than a match for them throughout the game. They're a good side, no taking any credit away from them. They're a good side. They've got some players from higher levels. Understandably, they're one of the favourites with the players and the squad that they've got, but I don't doubt that they would say that they were given a tough ride today, and maybe they weren't expecting as tough a ride, especially if they saw the first half on Wednesday.
And I suppose finally, really, and I sort of smirk a little bit, just talk me through the penalty incident at the end. It looked a bit farcical, and by all accounts, so I'm told, the players missed the penalty on purpose because he doesn't believe it was. Is that fair? Or
yeah, I mean, just before that, didn't they scored the second goal, which was a scrappy goal from a corner. Lad wasn't tracked, got back two or three deflections and then smashed in for 2-0, and that really killed the game. So we're then on trying to throw men forward a little bit. The lad got in through the middle with a ball over the top. Price has come out, kicked it well, the ball's gone about 40 yards to the left. Well, it's gone off for a throw-in. And he's given a penalty, which is a nonsensical decision. But, apparently the lad missed on purpose. I don't believe that for 1 minute. It's a good get-out clause for him, making sure he can take another penalty. But maybe he did, because the lad is a good... As I said, he is a very good player. But if he did miss it on purpose, then, well, justice was done, I suppose. But, he does what he does, and it's up to them what they think. But, yeah, ridiculous penalty decision. Didn't have an impact on the game. I'd have been absolutely going nuts if it was 0-0 or something at that stage. But yeah, not too worried about the penalty thing. It was we were pushing on, lads got in, Price has kicked it 40 yards, he's given a penalty. Well, read into that what you will. People who are listening to me now, I've just described exactly what happened, and he's given a penalty. So yeah.
And I suppose your attention turns now to Tuesday and Beaconsfield at home.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We'll have a few lads back for that. We at the end of today, we were walking wounded. We had two or three players that were struggling, but because of the numbers, they had to play on. And I was really proud of the performance today. As I said, without the players that we had, and players that were playing with injuries and bits and pieces like that, it was a really good performance. And they're back in the staff's good books today, and they know that. They've set the bar now of levels of performance. We can play better. I think the pitch will, if we're on a better pitch, a bit more slick about the pitch, it will help our football. But if we compete like that against the rest of the teams that we play, we'll win more games than we lose, in my opinion. But yeah, Beaconsfield, we've seen them play. They're a good side. We know what they're about. They are a good side. They've got a couple of good players in midfield that we'll have to get tight to. So if we let them, they'll try and run the game. But we'll have done our homework. We know what it's about, and as long as we perform, we'll be okay.
Well, Dave, thank you, and as always, best of luck for Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.